Obviously, it's a really good performance. Most pleasing thing for me and for Paul was the attitude of the players. Once again, you know, it's not an easy place to come. They've just come off the back of a 5-1 defeat to Alfreton, which for me as a player, if you've just been beaten at that, you at least put up a fight, which, you know, I think with the early goal, we took it out of them straight away. And that was how we wanted to do it. The lads were very quiet before the game. There's a fine line between quiet confidence and a bit of trepidation, and they've got nothing to be worried about. I mean, they all played their part today. Subs, everybody has come on and done what we asked them to do.
And you can say what you want about the way they defended, the way they played, but I suppose what's pleasing from your point of view is that you were ruthless, you kept going, and you didn't give any let up.
Yeah, I mean, we've scored two. We've had 2-1-0 victories in the previous two games, and we were sort of saying, you know, like somebody else to get on the score sheet. To come here and do that to a team, you know, that's fantastic for us. And as you say, have three players chasing the hat-trick is outstanding. But look, it's early days. People are going to start saying things about us. I'm not interested in that. All I'm interested about now is moving on to the next game. And nothing's ever won on the 21st of August, that's for sure. We've just got to keep our heads about us and enjoy the ride.
No, I mean, it's almost stupid talking about the table, but people will look at it in the paper tomorrow and you'll be top because you've edged out Telford on goal difference. But you can only do what you do so far, and three wins, three clean sheets, hat full of goals today. I don't think you can really fault anything, can you?
No, we wanted to get three wins in these first three games. We've done that. Kept the bonus is keeping a clean sheet, and then the double bonus is the fact that we've scored so many goals. So, you know, obviously it's going well for us at the moment, but we're not naive enough to think that that it takes you away and you win the league in August. It's not about that. It's about giving the lads confidence and letting them show them that they have the ability to play at this level and higher.
And you've also managed to do that in the last two games without being able to start your top two scorers from last season, which again is another sort of tick in the box, isn't it?
Of course it is, you know, and the players that have come into the job have done extremely well. Miles got off the mark today. You know, unfortunately he's taken a little bit of a twist to his ankle, but you know, Spencer's come on and scored. Danny's got two. You know, so that Sampson's dipping in Churchy again. But, you know, look, I'm not bothered who scores the goals as long as we win the game of football. I'll take 35 1-0 wins across the season and that'll do me. But, you know, to get the performance we got today is, you know, fantastic.
And although last season's gone and it doesn't count for anything now, are you still feeling the buzz of the momentum that keep going from the end of last season, seeing as so many of the squad are the same squad?
Well, I think, yeah, it must be. I think you've seen it in reverse at times with teams that are in the Football League that get in the playoffs and they lose in the playoffs, and then the next game, first part of the season, is a bit of a drag to get the momentum going. And it's like anything, you go, what we asked a year ago when we came into the job was for everybody to pull in the same direction, and whether it's players, whether it's office staff, and most importantly the fans. And if they are pulling in the same direction, you get a momentum going. It's a hard thing to stop.
And Nuneaton on Tuesday now?
Yeah, tough one. I don't know how they've gone on today, but they're another club that's just come up, so you know, they'll be on a high, as you just said about us. So, you know, it's going to be a tough one if you know, they've gone out and brought a few players in. So it's going to be a different proposition tonight. That's from today, that's for sure. But you know, we'll prepare them right again and look to go and put on a performance and try and win the game.